Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Turning up Tuesday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. What the hell Tuesday? Ravens 1-2, losing at home, 38-30 to the Lions. Second primetime L for Baltimore. Second loss to a expected playoff team. As well, go to Kansas City. Still favored, though, early line against the Chiefs. 2.5 this Sunday, but first things first, looking back at what happened last night, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw from USA Today. The Ravens Wire is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. What's going on?
Just trying to make sense of what we all watched last night in Baltimore for that Ravens team. I mean, they're 1-2 now, and it sets up a big week 4 1-2 showdown between the 1-2 Ravens and the 1-2 Chiefs.
Well, you need a jolt of coffee there. It sounds like Kevin Allstriker. Get that thing rolling. But we talked about the team, and we did with you going into the season. Main concern. All right, depth on O-line, lack of a pass rush, right? Now we're 3 games in, and Vinny broke out the stats earlier. They're pretty much lame statistically in every defensive category that there is. Are there more biggest concerns, if you will, starting to crop up here based on what we have seen so far?
No, I mean, the pass rush is a major concern. It all starts up front for an offense and a defense, and I think both offensive line and defensive line right now are the two that you really have to worry about if you're the Ravens. And look, you know, even with Nandu Madubuike in there, the pass rush wasn't necessarily like a top unit or anything like that. Now, Madubuike himself played well first 2 weeks of the season, but, you know, with him out and not really knowing what's going on there, it's difficult because you're 3 weeks into the season, you're getting nothing from that group. And look, in this game against the Lions, like, you know, it's all the Lions got 7 sacks, the Ravens got no sacks. But it went beyond that. And the fact that the Ravens could barely even generate pressure, even when they were sending guys. I mean, they would send Nate Wiggins on corner blitzes, or, you know, they'd send pressure up the middle, and guys just weren't getting there. And then even when a couple of guys did get there, Jared Goff, of all people, I think it was Brock Washington, he sidestepped Brock Washington, and he picked up a large gain there. It's really tough because it also puts the secondary in a bind. The secondary and pass rush work hand in hand with one another. And, you know, when your pass rush can't get home to the quarterback and you're leaving these guys on islands in one-on-one situations, and you have weapons like Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams, et cetera, they're going to find soft spots. They're going to work themselves open. And that's what we saw last night, unfortunately.
Kevin, what's your confidence level in Zach Orr?
On a scale of 10, I'd probably put it right now at maybe like a 4. It's been rough for the first 3 weeks here. And look, we've seen Zach Orr turn around a defense. Now, I know they brought in Dean Pease last season, and certainly he helped Zach Orr kind of get his feet under him and learn the ins and outs. But, you know, we can't use an excuse for Zach Orr of like, oh, well, wait, he hasn't had any play calling experience. No, he's had a full year plus of play calling experience. And I think the thing for him is just trying to figure out situationally where some of the blitzes were untimely last night. You know, he was playing soft coverages in a lot of different situations where they should have been playing probably more up. And even like dropping Mike Green back into coverage on a huge third down was an interesting call. And the Ravens do that. That's kind of like, that's nothing new. But even still, Zach Orr to me is a guy that has all the potential in the world as a coordinator. But at this point, you know, how long can you go with, oh, he has the potential, we're going to ride out some of these bumps with Zach Orr? Because, you know, you don't want to fall to 1-3 here. I don't think they're going to make a coaching change until after the season, if there is a coaching change. I know that everybody's saying, oh, they need to fire this guy, fire that guy. I personally don't think that. Now, maybe it does happen, I'm not sure. But yeah, at this point, defensively, it obviously doesn't just fall on the players. The coaching staff has blame there, too.
Kevin, probably the biggest thing that I was probably disappointed in last night was the Ravens got the crap kicked out of them physically, you know, and the Lions had the intensity, tenacity, and they won the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and it wasn't close.
Yeah, I agree. And look, the Lions went in there and they did their job. They executed at a high level. And the thing is that, look, the Ravens had opportunities to win the game and get, go ahead and keep momentum. And there were certainly those mistakes they made. But the Lions, yeah, just absolutely came in and dominated the Ravens. And, you know, we always talk about how the Ravens beat themselves here, beat themselves there. But, like, you got to give all the credit in the world to Detroit. And, again, these are the types of teams, the Bills, the Lions. Those are the types of teams that are going to be playing in the postseason, not the Browns. You're not playing the Browns in the playoffs. And you have to be able to, against these good teams with good offenses and good skill position players, go out there and get the job done. And, again, it does all start up front. And it just felt like as the game went on, the Ravens could get nothing going. You just saw, like, the Lions continue to gain confidence and momentum, and they never really felt out of it. And for the Ravens, it was just like, you know, Lamar was frustrated for a lot of the game, it felt like.
Yeah, he looked, you know, like it. Facially, he looked like he was frustrated.
Yeah, you could tell that he was not happy with something, and it just felt off. Like, it just felt off for the Ravens, even when the Lions gave them opportunities to come back in the game or extend their lead. You know, that end of first half management by Dan Campbell was really bad, and, you know, the dropped interception by Brian Branch, which the Ravens score on. Like, those are opportunities they took advantage of, and they still couldn't win because the Lions just continued to push along, and they got the job done.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, I know you're a busy man. Last thing for you real quick. I know the Ravens have bigger fish to fry than this one, but is Tyler Loop familiar with the landing zone yet? Because that 40-yard field position is starting to become detrimental to an already beleaguered defense here.
Yeah, it is. You know, he does need to figure that out. I know he's a rookie and it's a system and everybody's trying to figure it out. I know that there are all these different nuances to it, but it is definitely costing the Ravens. And look, he's been really good as a kicker in terms of putting the ball through the uprights, or I guess over it last night on one of those kicks. But I mean,
that was
questionable.
Yeah,
I'll take the points though on the Ravens. I mean, I'll take it. So yeah, Loop definitely needs to figure that out. But yeah, the kicker, he's been pretty good.
What's on the Ravens wire on this What the Hell Tuesday here?
Yeah, just making sense of the loss and figuring out how the Ravens can move forward, move ahead, and doing everything they can to avoid a 1-3 start. So I know we got to kind of wrap up the Lions game, figure out what happened, and then you got to turn that page, move on to Kansas City pretty quick.
Kevin Allstriker, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, hopefully about the Ravens being 2-2, not 1-3.
I'm hoping, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You got it. Kevin Ostreicher, we'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. Well, we'll get you caught up in some of the news. Then back to your phone calls. So if you're on the phones, you're coming up around 11:30 at 410-583-1057. Same thing at news from the next time at noon. We do have Vinny's Dirty Dozen since week three ended last night. Who are the 12 best teams in the National Football League? I'm guessing the Ravens kind of took a dip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the whip here on this What the Hell Turn It Up Tuesday. Ravens lose last night, 38-30. Orioles back on the diamond tonight. Final series at Camden Yards, taking on the Rays. We'll talk about that coming up around 12:45 when we get to the AL East report and beyond. There's a lot of interesting things going on in the standings and some big series coming up this week, final week of the Major League Baseball season. Speaking of that, Trevor Rogers, most valuable Oriole, 2025. Okay. So congratulations to him. Rockabaco tweeting this out. Nolan turned me on to it. Others getting votes. You only get three. I had a vote for 10 years, and I got boxed out like 2 years ago. Huh. When Adam Esselman left, I stopped getting like an email saying, here's your vote. But Manzo got a vote. You only get three. You get first, second, third. Like the Heisman.
Yeah.
Manzo. Dylan Beavers got a vote.
Yeah.
It's Rodgers, Gunner, and Jackson Holliday, probably the three that get vote for the entirety of the
one.
Yeah, you can't. Right. You can't vote for. You got to be on the roster, for instance. You can't vote for Sed or Laureano, et cetera, et cetera, O'Hearn. Let's see. Moon Man got one. Come on. Really? Really? Come on, man. Really?
I'm with you.
For what reason?
Vibes guy? I don't know. That's my best guess.
What's he have? He had a good game.
It's not for his hitting.
That one game just stands out to me. D. Kramer's pitching tonight.
Deserved.
10-10. Yep. Okay. Tomo Sugano?
No. First half, maybe.
Yeah. Dylan Carlson, I mean, come on.
That's the big one. The reveal the names vote for me is who the hell did
that? You're
the
guy that didn't vote for, or gal who didn't vote for Derek Jeter on the first ballot Hall of Fame thing.
This might be even more egregious.
Yeah, no doubt. And then Jordan Westbrook. And I love Westy, and I'll stand true to my statement that he's the second best player on the team next to Gunner. But he's been on the IL how many times? Couple? And for extended periods of time. Like Weeders. Boy, but the Freudian slips are flying out. Adley is going to be, he was activated yesterday. He's missed 30-plus games two times. Why don't you just give him a vote?
How'd you feel about the Mancelino vote? I actually don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
In a year where, like you said, a lot of your best players left at the deadline, you got to vote for somebody who's here now. Still a chance to finish with a winning record as a manager.
He's the least of the Orioles' worries right now. But anyway, that's your most valuable Oriole. Trevor Rogers, a guy that we all sucked back in like May.
Good for him.
Yeah, so congratulations to him. Now you got to keep pitching this way for the next couple of seasons. And then you got him and Bradish and Wells. And you're still going to need a couple more pitchers. They need somebody to hit them in the lineup. You know, closer, manager, GM. Other than that, should be a ho-hum offseason for old president of baseball operations, Mike Elias, here. Enough of that. Maryland football, they're 4-0. They have a bye this week. Got Washington coming up in a couple of weeks. Washington, by the way, has got Ohio State.
Nice.
Numero uno in the country. But we had a Jerry Palm one yesterday from palmbrackets.com. And his bowl projections, he's got Maryland right now on the outside looking in. ESPN, no, not so much. Rate Bowl has the Turtles against Houston Cougars.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
And the other one has the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, again?
Clemson against Maryland.
Yeah.
Little ACC reunion there from back in the day. Little Danny Ford versus Jerry Claiborne.
Who knows if Clemson can get six.
Yeah, what are they, one and three?
1-3.
Yeah, whatever. But, so there you go. At least Maryland, hey, look, I didn't think they were winning four games, period, this season. Now they got a chance to maybe start 6-0. Maybe. One game at a time. NBA news, Fred VanVleet, Houston, torn ACL, could miss the entirety of the season. Rockets were the number two seed in the West, got bounced by Golden State in the first round, but they brought in Kevin Durant to be the veteran scoring leader, but VanVleet's that guy. I mean, he's a stat filler. He's been in the league for 9 years, believe it or not. Remember, he and Ron Baker helped Wichita State get to the Final Four way back when, but a tough blow, certainly, for the Houston Rockets. And lastly, here on the Whip, a couple of Oriole tidbits for you. 1983, today's date, it's the 23rd of September in Milwaukee. Birds beat the Brewers 4-2. Cal Ripken 4-for-5 with a ribby. The Denver 2-for-4 with a ribby. Scott McGregor picked up his 18th win. Sammy Stewart, his 7th save. Orioles a couple of days away from clinching. And then on this date in 97, up at Rogers Center, Robbie Alomar 2-for-5 with a ribby. Harold Baines, B.J. Surhoff also drove in runs as the Orioles win behind Nerio Rodriguez. Randy Myers picked up his 44th save as the Orioles clinched at least a tie for the American League Eastern Division Championship. Spoiler alert, tomorrow they clinch the division, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But when we come back, Ravens, I don't know what the hell they're clinching right now. Maybe the old butt cheeks watching things run up and down the field on them. We'll get your phone calls next. Vinny's Dirty Dozen. News from the Nest, top of the hour. It's Turning Up Tuesday. What the hell Tuesday? Vinny, Haney, Nolan here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Talking about the Ravens and their inability to stop the run, even though, as you just heard him say, they spent all week talking about stopping the run.
Well, fundamentally, they suck. Got their shoulders turned, got knocked off the ball. You know, they were catching. In Detroit, they came to play. They knocked the crap out of them off the football.
All right, let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057. It's the number. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. It's What the Hell Tuesday. Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serrato. And quick draw. Let's go to Nate in Baltimore. Nate, thanks for holding. What's up? All right, no Nate. Let's go to Detroit. And Rashide. Rashide, haven't heard from you in a while. What's happening?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, this is Super Rashide from Detroit, Michigan. How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, last season I talked to you guys about the Baltimore Ravens, man, and we're gonna just dive back in time real quick after I make my points. But make no mistake, everybody, I am the equivalency to Stephen A. Smith here in Detroit. No joke. Now let me prove that. Check this out, Haney or Vinny, one of y'all. I told you. That the Ravens needed a three-headed monster. Now, they got problems with their defensive line and their O-line, but guess what? If they would have had a Davante Adams, they probably could have beaten at least the Bills. If they have to get into, a power struggle, who has the most weapons, they should have had a Davante Adams. They can go and get a Tyreek Hill or Davante Adams. I told you guys that. So, now, it's all about you guys humbling yourself and saying, yeah, we were wrong. Because I said their receivers, some of their receivers are just not good enough. They got a two-headed monster. They need a three-headed monster just in case one of the other monster's heads doesn't work. Henry didn't work yesterday. If you would have had Davante Adams over there or Tyreek Hill, then they probably could have overcame the onslaught that the Detroit Lions did. But guess what? You got the O-line and the D-line. Both of them got problems. Which ones do you fix first? I say the O-line, because either Lamar is trying to be too fancy, he's dancing too much, or he had to do that because he didn't have time. He didn't have no receivers wide open for him to, you know, do his dancing or whatever. He was dancing too much. Whether it was his fault, the O-line fault, or the receiver's fault, he was just back there doing too much. So, to make a long story short, I say go out there and get more weapons right now. See if you can try to get Davante Adams, but you guys let that slip away, because if you would have had that three-headed monster, bro, you could have pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered going to the Super Bowl. Is there somebody else? Can you get a Tyreek Hill? Maybe. Now, let me tell you guys.
Now, Super Rashide, I appreciate it, but we got a bunch of calls coming up here. And, you know, he mentioned Davante Adams. He's signed, sealed, and delivered. To the Rams.
Yeah.
Ravens have scored 40, 41, and 30 points in their first three games.
Number one in the league in scoring.
He wasn't kidding about the Stephen A. Smith. That was a moronic Stephen A. Smith type of thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You went there, did you?
Drop the super thing, by the way, man.
The super Rashide?
Yeah. reintroducing yourself. Let's go to Rashide in Detroit. Yeah, we know who it is. We just introduced you.
Yeah. Let me. What's the old Austin Powers line? Allow myself to introduce myself. Let's go to Derek in East Baltimore. Derek, what's happening?
Morning, Bob. Morning, Van.
What's up?
Nolan stole my thunder because I was just about to say that guy say he's the equivalent of Stephen A. He annoyed me just like Stephen A. did.
Exactly. So,
but don't even know. The Ravens, they just scored the more points in the whole league in three games, but we got to get a Devontae Adams. Dude, go have a coffee, man. Anyway, I called and I spoke about after the Buffalo game. I spoke and I said that Zach Orr was not a NFL caliber defensive coordinator. Here we are 2 weeks later, prior after that, he's still not a NFL defensive coordinator. Van, I don't know if it was spoken on yet because I chimed in a little late. But the play where, you know, in Buffalo where, you know, he didn't have nobody rush, I thought it was idiotic.
Yeah.
But the play last night, where you're down your two pass rushers, he calls like a zone blitz and puts Mike Green in coverage.
Yeah. Like a rookie in coverage.
What are we doing here, man? What are we doing here, man? Come on, man. Like, it's so frustrating to watch, man. It is so frustrating.
Well,
like,
you know what the frustrating thing is to me is adjustments. Where's the adjustments? You know, absolutely. That's what all right, they're running it down our throat. All right, what am I going to do differently? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Keep doing the same thing. And I hope that we get off the field.
Mm-hmm. And so here's my thing with the Mike McDonald comparisons, right? When Mike McDonald was here literally two years ago, Kyle Hamilton was an Army Swiss knife. He was an all-pro. Roquan Smith was an all-pro. Matabike had the best season of his career up to that point. Like, the great defensive coordinators know how to put their players.
Jadeveon Clowney had a monster year for them.
Jadeveon Clowney. Van Noy, we got him off the street. The man came in and got double-digit sacks. Like, great defensive coordinators know how to put their players in position to make the plays that need to be made. This guy does not have a clue. He doesn't have a clue. But I don't know, man. We'll see what happens with Kansas City.
I'll be anxious to see.
Hey, thanks, Derek.
Come Wednesday, Bob, because Harp said I got to watch film, I got to do that, and we got to figure all this out. See if they figure, what did they figure out on Wednesday?
Let's get back to the phones. Ravens lose last night, 38-30, dropped to 1-2 on the year. Two primetime games, two primetime losses against two primetime teams, but still, the odds makers have them favored at Kansas City coming up Sunday afternoon. Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, happy terrible Tuesday, gentlemen.
Yes.
Let me tell you what grinds my gears, okay? I listen to you guys every single day, and all the things that you and other people that you brought in from other stations or other experts have addressed didn't get done in the game yesterday. You guys talked about stopping the run game on defense. They didn't do it. You talked about pressuring Goff in the pocket. You didn't do it. You gave him all day to make those passes. Sam Laporta, why wasn't he covered for half of those third and longs? And then on the offensive side, right, you got to create holes for Henry to get in some run games. And what? His longest run was, 13 yards? And then you can't get him in the end zone when he's at the one-yard line and second and goal?
Yeah.
It's just – it's the same thing that we're seeing, and I can't wait until week 6 or 7 to have a breakout defensive game from this team. Lamar is playing his butt off, and nobody's doing anything to help him. Even, you know, guys like Derrick Henry dropping the football again. I turned the game off after that. I was done. Another fourth quarter fumble can't happen. So, you know, I'm just getting real fed up, and I'm hoping that that somebody's going to kick somebody's ass into gear and we'll keep it going.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the call. Another frustrated Ravens fan here on this What the Hell Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, when the players come in and watch the film, you know, and they see 20 missed tackles, and they got to be – that locker room had to have been totally silent last night because most of them knew they played like crap.
Nolan, we have time for another call. Nolan says yes. Takes us to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. So I would like to come back just down to earth just a little bit. So realistically, hopefully no one thought that the Ravens was going to go undefeated. I had them going 11-5, so that means they have at least three more games to lose. In the past, they've always lost at least one scratch-headed game. Last year, they lost against the Raiders, and you were scratching your head like, how did they do that? Vinny, the other question is, do they have enough money to go get a Christian Wilkinson? He's still sitting on the street. He has a little edge to him. Yes, he got released from the Raiders for whatever reason, but do they have enough money to go pick him up? And last but not least, what is trade capital for them to go get somebody in November? And I'll listen to you off air.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Doesn't Wilkins have some, like, off-the-field issues?
No, during game issues.
What do you mean?
Remember, he was grabbing.
Yeah. Yeah. Going below the belt, if you will.
Well, not to mention the whole injury rehab, yeah, which was the source of this in the first place. Forget all the extra stories that came out after.
Yeah, he was grabbing a lot of, like UPS, like carrying packages.
What can Brown do for you? No.
But I think there's the health issue, as Nolan said, and you know they invest a lot of dough in him. The Raiders did, and his shelf life there in Vegas was very short.
Yeah. They have a list of people, you know, and we'll see what Eric does, because the Ravens usually are pretty good about if they feel like they need something, they go get something.
But trade capital.
Draft picks.
Yeah, but, I mean, what do they have? They usually stockpile them. But, you know. Isn't Eric kind of reluctant to move that sort of thing? He doesn't like moving his magic beans like Elias.
They did with Roquan.
Yeah, sure. Well, that turned out, that was a duh.
Yeah.
Yep. Are they in duh with defensive line?
Well, who's going to give you a pass rusher?
Think Trey Hatton? No, I'm just joking. We'll come back. I got Vinny's Dirty Dozen. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. We'll talk to you. News from the Nest style at the top of the hour. Also, Nolan's going to get in here as well. He's still kind of running hot. He's calmed down just a little bit. Buy or sell 12-15. Let's count some dough. Makes us all feel better. Dave LaMonica. Talk about the Turtles. How about that? Orioles suck this year. Ravens are sucking. Maryland, is that going to be the thing that saves our fall/winter sports until the buzz starts with the hoops?
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Ravens lose last night 38-30. That means week three of the NFL season has come to an end. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. We do this every Tuesday, heading into the next week, which is week four now, of the National Football League season. So let's talk about the 12 best teams in the NFL, the Dirty Dozen.
All right, last week, recap, one was Philly, two Buffalo, three Baltimore, four Green Bay, five the Chargers, six Indy, seven the Rams, eight Detroit, 9 Denver, 10 Tampa, 11 San Fran, 12 Atlanta. All right, coming in at number 12. Washington, 2-1. They beat Vegas, 41-24, backup quarterback. You know what, Bob? I mean, the way that he played, and they're at Atlanta.
Marcus Mariota.
They're at Atlanta. So the way Mariota played, you know, unless Jaden Daniels is like 100%, letting Mariota play another game to get my quarterback right.
Yeah, Nichols ran the ball, and he got McLaurin involved.
Yep.
Defense played well. Well, Geno Smith had some window dressing touchdown stats there.
Yeah. All right, coming in at 11-3-0, San Fran. They beat Arizona 16-15. They're hosting Jacksonville. Now, Bosa's out for the season.
Dunzo.
Now, you said it yesterday, or like watching the game, he set up to somebody, I'm guessing wife, mom, whoever.
Oh, he's Siskel and Ebert did the thumbs down and he's
done. Yeah,
you
knew. Yeah, so that was not a good sign. And is Purdy going to be back? You know, because Mac Jones was not great.
That was kind of a snooze fest. Pearsall had a big game.
Pearsall's all right, you know. Coming in at 10, 1-2 Baltimore. They lost last night 38-30. They're at Kansas City. All right, coming in at 9, 1-2 Denver. They lost at the Chargers 23-20. They're hosting Cincinnati on Monday night. Oh, that's going to be a beatdown, I think, Bob.
I agree with you. And they've had two tough losses, too. At Indy and at
And they should have. They should be 2-1.
They're 7.5-point favorites, by the way. It's a doubleheader Monday night again.
Yeah, the first one sucks. Miami and the Jets.
Both of them suck on paper.
Yeah. Coming in at 8, 3-0 Tampa Bay. They beat the Jets 29-27 and probably one of the best games on Sunday. You know, back and forth. Well, it wasn't back and forth, but it ended up being back and forth.
Well, they were
the
spanking them, and then all of a sudden New York got in it.
Baker Mayfield, I mean, Bob, right now, is there a better guy in the last 2 minutes of a game lately? I mean, he's been awesome as of late.
What, two of their three wins? He's needed to do that sort of thing.
All right, coming in at 7-2-1, the Rams. They lost at Philly 33-26. Could have won that game easily. They knew how to block on the PAT field goal protection.
Well, Philly got that pass offense rolling in the second half, too. Oh,
well, how about Brown, man? He was like he would refuse to be tackled.
Yeah, and Smith scored. I mean, they got everybody involved. Jalen Hurts, 3 touchdowns.
Now the Rams, this can be a good game, Bob. Rams and Indy at the Rams. So that'll be pretty interesting game there. Coming in at 6-2-1 Green Bay. They lost at Cleveland 13-10. They're at Dallas Sunday night. And I'm sure that Micah Parsons will be looking to kick some butt against
over
Dallas.
Under sacks. I'm going 2. What do you think, Nolan? Micah Parsons against Dallas.
Oh, that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
What's the spread? It's got to be big, right, Bob?
It is pack 6.5 on the road.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, 5, Indianapolis 3-0. They won at Tennessee 41-20. They're at the Rams. Tell you what, they got it going on pretty good right now. Offensively, quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, you know.
Taylor's having a monster season for them so far.
Warren's playing good for them. Coming in at 4, 2-1 Detroit. They won last night 38-30, as we know. They're hosting Cleveland. Now, they're going to be in for a street fight versus Cleveland. It's just, you know, if they get after him and Flacco turns the ball over, then it could be a rout.
8.5 there. Lions have scored 90 points in their last two games.
Jesus criminy. Coming in at 3, L.A. Chargers 3-0, beat Denver 23-20. They're at the Giants. So there's a good chance that they could be looking at 4-0. I think Dart may be playing a lot in that one, Bob. But the Chargers are throwing the football, you know, and Najee Harris is out for the year now with the Achilles.
Well, so Hampton, he's going to get his thing done.
And Alt kind of struggled at left tackle the other day, too.
Derwin James is having a big start to the season for the Chargers, too. But they're getting it done and getting it done in a big way. Oh, Herbert may be ready to move to the next echelon. We'll see.
And you know what? Minter, their D coordinator. He's going to get a head coaching job, too. And he was with the Ravens. Coming in at 2, 3-0 Buffalo. Beat Miami 31-21. They're just kind of on cruise control. You know, I mean, if Josh Allen needs to throw for 130, you know, and they're going to run it. And, you know, they're just on cruise control right now. They're hosting New Orleans.
15.5-point favorite.
Yeah. And then coming in at 1, 3-0 Philly. Beat the Rams 33-26. They're at Tampa. Rams just not a win. You know, like you said, Bob, I mean, Jalen Hurts said, all right, we got to throw it. Let me start throwing it around a little bit, you know, and he did. And then they made plays. They made plays in the fourth quarter, and that's where the Ravens lose all these leads because they make plays for the opponent in the fourth quarters. So, in summary, Philly 1, 2 Buffalo, 3 the Chargers, 4 Detroit, 5 Indy, 6 Green Bay, 7 the Rams, 8 Tampa, 9 Denver, 10 Baltimore, 11 San Fran, 12 Washington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.